I'm Pete Sweeney with BJ Kissel, and this is your Arrowhead Update as we look at three major things to watch heading into this game on Sunday when the Kansas City Chiefs host the Pittsburgh Steelers. First thing, BJ, we're looking at is the quarterback situation for the Steelers. We're not 100% sure who's going to start.
Yeah, Steelers offensive coordinator Todd Haley said on Thursday that they're planning on Landry Jones being the starting quarterback, third-year player out of Oklahoma. Now, last week, he came in relief of Michael Vick and went down with a hamstring injury, threw 12 passes, completed 8 of them, threw a couple of touchdowns to Martavis Bryant, but you never really know until it comes to the till Sunday who's going to step in there and play. But all indications right now are it's going to be Landry Jones. And the Steelers find a lot of different creative ways to bring pressure. Actually, they've got 17 sacks on the season, sixth most in the NFL. They've got 10 different guys that have at least one sack. So that Chiefs offensive line, they've got to be ready. They've got to be practicing this week and know that they've got a lot of different unique things that are coming their way. And they've got to figure out a way to keep Alex Smith upright if this offense is going to function. He's been sacked 23 times. Definitely an area the Chiefs need to be better.
So the quarterback situation, definitely something to watch. Now getting on to the key players, BJ, you highlight Le'Veon Bell and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, if the Chiefs are going to find success, and we say it every week, but if they're going to find success, they've got to stop the run, especially if Landry Jones, a young quarterback, doesn't have a lot of experience, is going to get in there. You want to put him in third and long situations, which is a lot easier said than done. Le'Veon Bell is one of the best running backs in the NFL. I know you had a chance to talk with former Chiefs quarterback Trent Green on your podcast. He compared him to Priest Holmes. And I think that when you look at what the Chiefs defense was able to do last week against Adrian Peterson, held him to 20 carries for 63 yards. Coincidentally, that's exactly what the Chiefs held Le'Veon Bell to last year in week 16 when they faced off in Pittsburgh. But they've got to figure out a way to slow him down. We've talked a lot about the multiple tight end sets and how much Andy Reid likes to use them. And Travis Kelce, and then you've got James O'Shaughnessy, the rookie, and then Demetrius Harris, who's coming back off the 2 foot surgeries. And one thing that we've seen is that when Alex Smith throws the ball, when there's multiple tight ends on the field, they found a lot of success and they actually pick up pretty good chunks of yardage. He's 21 of 35 for 368 yards with two or three tight ends on the field, two touchdowns. That's a 10.5 yards per attempt average. And when you compare that to his overall numbers, 7.49 yards per attempt overall, 10.5 with multiple tight ends on the field. That shows you the athleticism that these guys have. They pick up chunk yards when they're throwing the ball to tight ends because they find those mismatches. That group against the defense is what I'm really looking forward to.
Now, BJ, the final point that we want to look at is consistency. You think the Chiefs need to have it to get this win?
We have seen the Chiefs' offense move the ball. It's one of the reasons I wrote that they were an enigma wrapped in promise. And I couldn't figure out another way to say it. It's just they move the ball so...
It's a mouthful, but it makes sense.
I was trying to find a creative way to say it. And at times, they move the ball so well. And it's not just garbage time and not just late in games and their prevent defense. It's not what's going on. They've got to figure out a way to be consistent. Starts up front with the offensive line. Whoever's in that group up front, they've got to figure out a way to control the line of scrimmage, give Alex Smith time to throw the ball. The Chiefs have to find success in the running game. That starts with the guys up front, whoever's up there, controlling the line of scrimmage, opening lanes for Sharkandrick West, Nile Davis, sets up the passing game.
He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney. It's been your Arrowhead Update. Enjoy the game.
65 toss power draft.